Good morning. I'm going to start by saying, guys who are sitting over there, if you, Noah, Lammy and Rio, would you guys like to bring what you're doing over here? Because I'm going to need your help at various stages throughout this morning. So if you guys, do you want to come and sit on the front row? That'd be really helpful. It's the best place to be. So I'm really, really excited to be able to have the privilege to share with you guys this morning a couple of things that that God's really laid on my heart. And then we're gonna work through a process called Lectio Divina, which I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's going to be fun. But you don't need to worry about that. It might take you a little bit out of your comfort zone. It might seem a little bit basic what I'm going to say to you, to some people. But actually, I think it's really important that we are really intentional about what we do and what we believe. And reminding ourselves of the basics is always good. So I'm going to start by praying. Father God, thank you that we can come into your presence. Thank you that you're always looking at us. Thank you that you're always loving on us. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless our time this morning. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And we're really expectant and excited about what it is that you're going to do in us this morning. So this summer's been called Soaking Summer. And we've been looking at all different ways that we can connect with God and soak in his presence. And the tools that we've been given are tools that we want you to be able to take home and use in your life. Like Sarah said a couple of weeks ago, so we're not coming to church on a Sunday really dry and desperately seeking just a little drip of God. But actually, we're so filled up with him that when we go home from church, we're like overflowing. And that's the point that we need to work from, not just a little top up. So we can use these tools. And they're going to transform our lives. And think about how transformational our lives are going to be when we're operating out of that overflow rather than from that from ourselves, which is really our own strength. So it might come as no surprise for me to tell you all that I'm not a particularly quiet person. I'm quite... I know it's shocking. But I'm passionate. I'm enthusiastic. It's one of the reasons I got on so well with children. I am loud. You know, that's just who I am, and that's okay. But it might come as a surprise, actually, if I tell you that one thing I really struggle with is being quiet and is being still and is getting into that soaking quiet time presence with God. I be really transparent with you. That's really difficult. I find that hard. When we linger over chords and when we're kind of really pressing into God, I struggle with it. I find it really hard. I wanna shout about how much I love Jesus from a mountain. And you know, the kids' action songs that we do are my favourite kind of songs. I wanna belt out a song and shout it from a mountain. I love Jesus. And that's all good stuff. That's all really good stuff. And because God saved me from such a dark place, I'm really passionate about telling him how much I love him, and I want to be loud about it because that's in my nature. And that's all good. That's all great things. And it actually says in the Bible, in Ecclesiastes, it says that there is an opportune time to do everything, a right time for everything on the earth, a right time for birth, another for death, a right time to plant and another to reap, a right time to kill and another to heal, a right time to destroy and another to construct, a right time to cry and another to laugh, a right time to lament and another to cheer, a right time to make love and another to abstain, a right time to embrace and another to part, a right time to search and another to count your losses, a right time to hold on and another to let go, a right time to rip out and another to mend, a right time to shut up and another time to speak up, a right time to love and another to hate, a time to wage war and another to make peace. And I really love that scripture. I think it's really beautiful. And it tells us that there is a time to laugh and there's a time to cheer and there's a time to speak up, all things that I can be very good at. But it also tells us that there is a time to cry, there's a time to lament, and there's a time to shut up. Sorry if that's a little bit harsh, but that's what my Bible said. And just now I talked about wanting to shout I love Jesus from a mountain, and I was thinking about this in the week, and there was a guy that went up a mountain to meet God, and his name was Elijah, and you can read about his story in 1 Kings chapter 19, and he went up the mountain to meet with God, and there was this big violent wind that was really noisy, and God said to Elijah, he wasn't in the wind, and then there was a big earthquake, and it was really noisy, and it says it was earth shattering, so the rocks were shattering, that's how loud it was, but God wasn't in that either. And then there was a roaring fire, and God wasn't in that loud thing either. And then there was a quiet whisper, and God said to Elijah, or God spoke to Elijah in a gentle and soft whisper, the Bible calls it. So it got me thinking, I wonder what else does the Bible say about being quiet? So I found seven things but I'm going to invite some volunteers to come and read for us. So, Noah, will you do one for me? Yeah. I need 7, so we're going to have more than just children. Do you guys want to read one for me? Go on. Anyone else? Got 4 more. Come on, get out your comfort zone. Well done, Victoria. Well done, Linda. Well done, Debbie. 1 more. Yes, Michelle. You got the one with all the difficult words. So we're going to go along and we're going to listen to some of the things that the Bible has to say about being quiet.
Isaiah 32:17. The effect of righteousness is peace. The result of righteousness is quietness and trust forever.
Psalm 13:1.2. I'm humble and quiet in your presence. My soul is content in you. Job 6:24. Teach me and I will be silent.
Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God.
Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. Just be still.
Psalm 37:7. Quiet your heart in his presence and pray.
Psalm 62:5. I am standing in absolute stillness, silent before the one I love.
Wow, cool. You may keep your laminated sheets. Thank you very much. I will need you again in a minute, so don't go too far. So it turns out, actually, the Bible says, or the Lord actually has quite a lot to say about being still and being quiet. And they were just 7 statements that I very easily found just from a quick search. So it's obviously, it's quite important to God that we do spend time being still and being quiet. So what does that mean for somebody like me? What does that look like when it's difficult to be silent and to be still? So I'm going to offer you some keys which I've personally found beneficial in leading myself well in that area. And those keys are surrounded by, or kind of encompassed by, the words intention and preparation. And that's intention because you have to want it, and preparation because we need to make ourselves ready. So think about it this way. Who loves going to the beach? Me too. I love the beach. I love going to the beach. But you don't just appear at the beach, do you, out of nowhere? You have to decide, I want to go to the beach. So you you get ready. And then you don't go to the beach without anything. You take a bunch of stuff with you to help your day be better. You don't turn up empty-handed. You prepare. So you make the intention and the choice, the decision of, I'm going to go to the beach, and then you prepare yourself. And what I'm going to offer you today is 6 P's which are going to help your preparation as we get ready for a quiet time with God. So I'm going to need 6 volunteers, not all to come up at the same time, but actually not for the first one. So the first P is the bag itself. This is my beach bag. Everybody say, ooh, that's a lovely beach bag. It's a funny bag. So, it is mine. It was a Christmas present from one of my aunt's ones. That's lovely. So the first P is... So a little conversation about the bag. The first P is prepare. Preparation is when you get the bag out, that's your first step of preparation, in intentionally making a step. I am going to the beach and I'm getting my beach bag out. And I think that we can use that as preparation is all about, sometimes it can be lamenting, which is a really important part of worship. And Sarah talked about it really well a couple of weeks ago. So I'm not going to go into it too much because you can go back and listen to her, what she said about it. The Psalms are full of it. And a lot of it, preparation is about being real about how you feel. And they're saying, God, I don't really feel like worshiping you today. Or I feel a bit rubbish about this. Or this is going on in my life. But choosing through that to still worship God, to still meet with God. So that's how we prepare. So would somebody like to come and find in my bag something that says number 2? And this one as well. What have you got? A toilet roll, a snack, and some water. What could this mean? This P stands for practicalities. So before you're about to have a quiet time with God, be practical. If you want to spend time with God and you really need a wee, you're not going to concentrate on God. Or if you're really thirsty, you're not going to concentrate on God. Or equally, if you're hungry, unless you're fasting, but obviously that's a whole different preach. But it's a really basic, simple thing. Let's see what else I've got in here. So what's the next P? Do you want to hold them up so Andy can see? Okay, next up, we're looking for something that says number three. Do you want to put them down? What's that? That's only one thing this time. What's that? Do you want to unwrap it? See what it is? What's number three? Swimming costume. It is a swimming costume. Doesn't start with P. And this stands for priorities. It's a bit of a tenuous link on this one. If you want to go swimming when you go to the beach, your priority needs to be putting on a swimming costume or a wetsuit if it's cold. But you have to... You're going to put it on? Lovely, thank you. So you have to want to connect with God. You have to choose at the beginning of your time to say, God, I'm choosing you above everything else. I'm putting on my swimming costume. I'm putting on my wetsuit. And it's you that I'm choosing to look at. Let's see if we can find number. Can't remember the number. Four. Number four. That's it. What's that? Hold it up. Show everybody. What's number four? What is it? Sun cream. What does sun cream do to you? It protects you from the sunshine, from the harmful rays. It makes you not hot. It protects you. And this is an important reminder that we need to protect our minds from wandering. So in the same way that you put your sun cream on to protect your skin, you need to protect your mind. So sometimes you can focus your mind by having a piece of artwork or a scripture or some music and, to protect your mind. Okay, put that down. Next. Number five. Oh, no, wait, that's number six. But then you can do next one. Okay, show everybody what's that. You can put one on each. What are they?
Glasses.
Sunglasses. And sunglasses is all about perspective and changing our perspective so that we're choosing to look from God's perspective. We're not looking from our own perspective. And the final P from this bag is open up so everybody can see. This is my beach towel. That is genuinely my beach towel. That's what I use on the beach. And if you love the sun like I love the sun, you'll know one of the most important things when you're going to the beach, if you want to catch a good tan, is how you position yourself. You want to be facing the sun so you get the optimum rays on you. So when you prepare for a quiet time, think about your positioning. How are you positioned? What are you looking at? Where are your distractions coming from? So we're gonna use these six P's that we've just gone through to go through the Lectio Divina process. There's four parts to this. Thank you, guys. Do you want to? You can just say that actually. So there's four parts to this. There's read, reflect, respond, and rest. And I'm going to talk you through it. But before we start, what I want us to do is to start with this P, is to start with positioning. So I want every single person in this room to position. When I say position, today it's reposition. And what I was going to do was ask you all to sit facing a wall so there's no distractions. But when I walked in this morning, there's no wall. What are the chances? So what I do have over here is six beach mats. So six of you can lie down on these if you'd like to. Everybody else, I want you to get up and move yourself in an intentional act of saying, God, I choose to position myself into a place where I can hear from you. And that might just mean turning your chair from here to here. It doesn't have to be too wild or crazy or out there. Okay, the kids are going to come around and give you a post-it and a pen whilst you reposition yourself. Don't be shy. Sun loungers would have been great. A sun would have been great. Okay, so if you're all positioned, well done. You're protected because I'm going to walk us through this today, but when you do this at home, you can protect your own mind. We're prepared because you've all chosen to come here today, so well done. I'm going to go ahead and assume that you've all tended to your own practical needs. And girls, do you want to come and lie yourselves down? And then we're going to set our priorities and we're going to shift our perspective and we're going to welcome Holy Spirit into our hearts and into our minds. Has everybody got a post-it and a pen? Awesome. Thanks, girls. So I want everybody to repeat these three things after me. God, I choose you right now. Above everything else, it's you that I want. So we're going to start by reading. You're not going to read, I'm going to read and you're going to listen. So clear your minds and open your ears. And I'm going to read something from, I've forgotten where it's from. It's from the Bible. It's my favourite verse. Yahweh, your God, is among you, a warrior who saves. He'll rejoice over you with gladness. He'll renew you with his love. He will delight in you with shouts of joy. Yahweh, your God, is among you, a warrior who saves. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you with his love. He will delight in you with shouts of joy. I'm going to read that twice more, and this time I want you to identify which word or phrase is jumping out at you from this. Yahweh, your God, is among you, a warrior who saves. He'll rejoice over you with gladness. He'll renew you with his love. He will delight in you with shouts of joy. Yahweh, your God, is among you, a warrior who saves. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you with his love. He will delight in you with shouts of joy. And we move now into the reflect section. And to continue this, I want you to write down the word or the phrase that jumped out at you on one side of your post-it. You might want to say it out loud. I want you to think about how does it resonate with your life? How does it connect with your situations? And what might God be saying to you? Just think about it. Write the word down, but reflect on it in your mind. And I'm going to read it one more time while you do that. Yahweh, your God, is among you, a warrior who saves. He'll rejoice over you with gladness. He'll renew you with his love. He'll delight in you with shouts of joy. Our next process is to respond, which we're going to do in two parts. But I want you to do first now is to turn your post-it over and use the space on the back to offer God a response. So you might want to write a prayer, you might want to repent, you might want to give thanks or say sorry or draw a picture or whatever it is that is your personal and private response to God in this moment. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes and PJ's going to put a song on while you do that so it's not too awkward and silent. Offer God your response to him in this time. You haven't got much space so it shouldn't take you too long to fill it. As we continue into the second part of responding, what I want you to do is take your offering, your post-it, I forgot what it's called then, and come and bring it and stick it on this thing at the front as a way of giving your offering back to God. Yeah, so physically go and give God your offering and then quickly get back to your seat for the final section. First I'm So now our final part of Lectio Divina is rest. And resting in God's presence is we're not going to do anything. So God has spoken to every single person in this room, and you have offered something back to him, and you've got out of your seat and you physically pursued after him and offered him what it was that you wanted to do. The girls are coming around with some sunglasses, which we're going to put on. That's going to help you. Mine's missing a lens. So we're gonna actively pursue God corporately together, but individually, and we're gonna try and do this in silence. I'm not gonna be too religious about it, but being silent doesn't mean that we're downcast. Being silent doesn't mean that it's a morose moment, and it doesn't mean that we're being sad. It means what we're doing is we're taking God seriously. We're taking God seriously at His word, and He takes us seriously at our word. Whatever it is that you've just responded to God, He's taking you seriously on that. So we are going to, in turn, take him seriously and trust the words that the words that we read earlier that God said he promises that he will be with us in silence. Sorry. It's good to be fun with Jesus. What I want you to do now is put your glasses on and help, which should limit your distractions. It's really distracting looking at everybody wearing these hilarious glasses. But what we're going to do is we're going to focus in, and we're going to be silent and rest in the Lord. And I'm going to time us for 1 minute. We're going to try and be silent. So think about what it is that you've offered to God and what it is that he said to you. And we're going to rest in his presence. Father God, I thank you that you have been speaking to us today. I pray you'll seal your word into our hearts as we've connected with you, and as we take them truths back into our lives. Thank you that you didn't leave us to struggle, but you gave us tools like these to connect with you. Thank you that you're always looking at us, that all we ever need to do is turn back and look at you. Thank you that your face is the most beautiful thing we could ever look at. And forgive us when we forget that and when we look towards other stuff. God, you're amazing, and we love you. Amen. So I hope that's good. I know it's been a bit of a funny morning, but I hope it's given you some tools that you can take away. And that read, respond, reflect, and rest is something that you can use every day in your life. So awesome. Have a great week.